You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We say this every day towards the close of Shacharis, contained in Uvalatzi, and of course, Kedusha Desitra, a well-known Gemara and Sota. The entire world stands on the Kedusha Desitra. And the Chozon Ish, in fact, in the Halichas and on Hogis, the Chozon Ish, he was very mocked, but every time Uvalatzi on the Tzibur got up to Kodesh, 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 he would stand. And they asked the Chozon Ish, why do you stand? Why do you stand? Where's the Makom? Where does it say in the poskim you have to stand? He says, how could you not stand? How could you not stand? Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvalkos, and the whole world is standing in Kedusha Nesidra. How could you not stand? And Agan Asar, Rav Avram Ganakovsky, Magid Shira Shashiva, and Shavin Yeshiva also, he would not only stand, he would actually mamish imitate the motions of Kedusha. And that's how Choshev this tefillah is. How does the Kedusha Desitra begin? Psukim from Yeshaya Pergnantes, Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph, towards the very end of the 66 prokim comprising Sefer Yeshaya. So let's take a look. Uvalatzion Goel, Olashave Fesha Biyakov, Num Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Uvalatzion. Uvalatzion Goel. Who is going to come to Tzion? The Goel. Who is the Goel? Mashiach Ben David, of course. He is going to make his way at Tzion to Yerushalayim, right? To the Mitzvah David. Uvalatzion Goel. As Yavo Goel Tzion, who Melech Mashiach. The time is going to come. Melech Mashiach will make his way to Tzion. And who else is going to return? To the Shavei Fesha B'Yaakov. And for all those in Yaakov who will return from their defection, from their acts of Shia, of rebelling and being negligent in their Avodas Hashem, writes the Mitzvahs David of the Shavei Fesh Yaakov Rotzalomer Gam Osim and Yaakov Sheyotzim and Aklal. Even those who left the Klal Yeshuvu Mi Pisham Gam Lahem Yavo Mashiach VeYigaleim. Even those Hashem is going to go ahead and bring out Melech HaMashiach to redeem them. So not only will Melech HaMashiach redeem the good Jews, the ones who are Erlech, the ones who we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and Melech HaMashiach will also go out and be Goel of those who might have been Yotzim and Aklal, and now they're coming back. What do you mean? I thought if they mamish went off the derech, who says they're all going to be Zochar Yemos HaMashiach? So listen to this. Is Gevaldik, the parish of Julius Hirsch, the son of Rav Shamshon Phil Hirsch, and his parish in Sefer Yeshaya. And he has a beautiful diak. He says, what's going to happen? The Redeemer Mashiach is going to come and see in the spiritual mother of God's people dispersed throughout the world. But not only is he going to come to take all the Lomdei Torah and the Shomrei HaMitzvahs, he's also going to come for all those who remained Yaakov during the Golos. Beautiful Diak. What does the Navi say? Well, the Shavei Pesha B'Yaakov, Dehainu what? He's not Stam going to bring back the Shavei Pesha. He's going to bring back those who went off the Derech, those who might have been Poshea in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at least they remained connected to the name Yaakov. Yisrael Shechot Af B'Shechot Yisrael Hu. And they still held on to their name. They still associated with Yaakov. And isn't that an echo of the famous Vilna Gaon who told us that the Geula Rishona set the stage for all the future Golios? The Hainu Klai Yisrael, they were a Memta Sharei Tuma. The Malach Eoyim cried out, hey, Mishta, why are you taking Klai Yisrael to Mitzrayim? Halolo of the Avodah Zorah, Halolo of the Avodah Zorah. Elo what writes the Medrash Lekot of the Yaakov Shemoni? Lo Shinu Eshemomis Lishonim Esma. They still were proud Jews. They still were mavdalas atzma min hagoyim. They still were happy to be bnei Yaakov, to be bnei Yisrael, to go to be separate. Right? It's exactly what Yaakov said into motion. Yaakov, when he came down to Mitzrayim, why was he okay with settling in Mitzrayim? Right? The Meshach Chochmah, the whole idea was, at least let me teach them to be proud to be a family, to stick together in Eretz Goshen, the cohesiveness, the unity and the harmony, reigning supreme in the family. Even if you're going to go off the Derech, even if you're not going to be short-term, it says, never lose the shame, Yaakov. Never lose your shame, your malbush, your ethnicity, your identity. I'm a Mela like Julius Hirsch, it's Gemaldik. Who is Mashiach going to bring back? And not Mamish, everybody, but a Volatian goal. The goal of the Redeemer is going to come to Tzion to Yerushalayim. That's the heart of Yerushalayim. According to many Mefarshim, that's Mamish, the old city. That's the Tzion is the Mokum that revolves around the base of Mikdash. And the Goel Mashiach Ben David is going to bring back not only all the Erlich Yidin, but the Shavei Fesha B'Yaakov, even those who really defected in a sense, but they were still be Yaakov. They still viewed themselves as members of Yaakov. They didn't mamash assimilate and acculturate entirely, that they shed their very ethnicity, their sense of Jewish identity. They preserved the Shem Yaakov. Amela, they're also going to come back. Mashiach will redeem them as well. So that's setting the stage. Avalatzin and Goel, and not only the Erlechiyin, but even the Shavei Pesha, as long as they were still connected to be Yaakov, Hashem says they too are going to come back. Avanizos Brisiosam Amar Hashem. And what is going to happen? Hashem says, I'm going to keep my sign of the covenant. And Ruchi Asher Lachud Vari Hashem Santi Beficha, the spirit that rested upon you, and the words that I put into your mouth, will Yomushim Epicham Epizarcham Epizarzacham Amar Hashem Ayatam Yadolam. And the end of the day, you will never lose it. Tyro will be with you forever. Nevuah will be with you forever. You're never going to lose any of that. Writes the Mitzudas David. I'm entering a covenant together with you. What is it on? That's the Ruchi. What's Ruchi? Ruach typically connotes a Ruach of Nevuah. As the Mitzudas Tzion writes, what's Loshen Ruchi? To the left, Kein Tikra HaNevuah. And he cites Pasuk in Yoel. Ruchi. And we know that Wavati Ruach Ale. And Baloischa, Ruach is a reference to the Ruach HaNevuah. You will have Nevuah. V'divrei Yator Shasati Beficha continues the Mitzudas David Lalamdo. Hine Shtei Eilu LeYosher Ribicha. You're never going to lose it. That's LeYosher Mi'atav Yarolim. You're never going to lose Nevuah, and you're never going to lose the Torah. Writes the Malbim on the bottom. I have a covenant together with Klal Yisrael. That's connoted by the sense of Ruach. That's a reference of Ruach HaNevuah. And Dvari Yashah Sati Bificha. What are those? Dvarim Eilaha Dvarim. The Aser Sedibris, the words of the Torah that Moshe put Bifihem. Shem Dvari Torah Shasam Moshe Levnei Bnei Yisrael. That's a Moshe Mamish put into their mouths. That Lo Yamushim Epicha. Why? And because in the beginning we're going to have Nevuah until the days of Chag HaSachayin Halachi, and then we're going to lose Nevuah, then we're still going to have the Torah. Now, as Rav Aaron David Goldberg points out, if this is a reference to I had a bris with you, and Lo Yomosh, you're never going to lose it, what do you mean you're never going to lose it? We did lose Nevuah. And the days of Achik and Azagadolah, by Chag HaSachayin Halachi, Batul Nevuah. You must have a test our base. In the end of the day, we did lose Nevuah. You're right. But even when we lose Nevuah, writes the Ramban, there will always be a Ruach HaKadosh. And that's why it's very geshmak according to Rashi. Rashi doesn't interpret it as a reference to Nevuah. Let's take a look at Rashi. Keeping in mind, Rabbeinu Tam, as Einikol said, as Rav Halpern writes in Seder Doros, Rabbeinu Tam once said, I could duplicate my Zadis Perish on all of Shas. Says, if I wanted to, I could also write over my Zadis Perish on Shas, but I can never write over my Zadis Perish on Tanakh, because every word of Rashi and Tanakh was stated Mila Mila Baruch HaKodesh. Right? Rashi doesn't say like the Mitzvah Dover, like the Malbim, like the Rokeach, also says Ruach as a reference to Nevuah. Right? Rashi, Zos Prisi. Oh, Psalm, what is the bris with you? But Domerzet Karasi Brisalem, Sakayim, Kiap, Golusim, Lotishkach, Torosi Mehet. You'll never forget the Torah. According to Rashi, if it's not talking about Nevuah, you're never going to lose the Torah. All throughout the Golus, you will never lose the Torah. What's the Ruach? It's very Geshmak. Ruach is the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Chochem Odev Minavi. Aruchi, Alta Shechem, don't take away the Ruach HaKodesh. Altikach Mimeni. Ruchi, Asher Lach, there'll always be Ruach HaKodesh. Why? Because you'll have the you'll have the Rechaim Kineski, Zuzoch Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why it comes first. That's the Bali Ruach HaKodesh that the Ramban says. A Navi can only be Makabel what Hashem decides is going to be Makabel. That's why the Maral says, you open up Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kiva Torah Misina. What do you mean Moshe Kiva Torah Misina? Moshe got the Torah from a mountain? What do you mean he got the Torah from a mountain? Moshe Kiva Torah Me'Hashem? He got the Torah from Hashem when he was standing on Sinai. But ask the Maral and the Rechaim, what do you mean Moshe Kiva Torah Misina? He didn't get it from a mountain. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden Lechashamayim, he got the Torah because he learned the lesson from Sinai, the smallest of the mountains. They have to be an Anav in order to be the Klei Kibbutz. The Maral says, no, he got only the Torah that Hashem allowed him to get at Sinai. Moshe Kibbutz Torah said, if you were just right, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Me'Hashem, then what would you walk away? All the Torah that Hashem has, he gave to Moshe. Moshe got everything. He didn't get everything. He only got what Hashem decided to give him at Sinai. You think you can never have what Hashem has. That's limited. A nevuah is whatever God decides to give you. Derech nevuah is what you collate, is what you absorb. A chokham is under from Minovi, writes the Ramban, because through his amelis and yegiyah b'torah, he could get sprinkled with the divine, with the ruach hakodesh, and he could be privy to things sometimes that even the Novi cannot see. He could see derech as ruach hakodesh, writes the Ramban, b'vabasu yed beis. So that's the ruach hakodesh mitoch the Torah. Rashi is only learning Torah. The rokeach Ibn Ezra mitzudas malbim ruach nevuah. And because Rashi can't learn like that. Rashi's not saying the pasuk's indicating this is a promise for the future. This is a continuous promise throughout the course of all of Golas, Rashi says. But Domer Zekrasi Bishlem Sekayim, you're going to keep this going. Kiaf Bigalusam. I'm not just giving you a promise for the future. Rashi's being madgish even throughout the long, harsh, and bitter exile. Lo Tishkach Torasim Em, you will never forget the Torah, which is the truth. And you never forget the Torah. That's the promise over here. And the Torah is going to be there with you forever. And that's the intent of the Pasuk according to Rashi. And you're never going to lose this idea. And that's why Rav Hirsch, going back to Rav Julius Hirsch, and he says, what's the end of the pasuk? God turns directly to all the generations of the Jewish people to reassure them that the spirit emanating from the Torah, and the Hainawat, Ruach coming from the Torah, if anything, Ruach HaKodesh, and not necessarily Nevuah, will be preserved for all eternity, despite the ravages of time and the difficulty of adhering to my laws and hostile surroundings. All the Golias and all the diaspora and all the travel place to place, there will always be a powerful for nucleus of seed of Zarucha, and that's why we refer to children, what? Not Bonim and Bnei Bonim. Alright, so Julie Hirsch Kamalik, what's the choice terminology of the Novi Yeshaya? Zarucha. Why are we referring to Zarucha? The whole idea is what? The seed, the Hainu, the nucleus, the starting point. And the Phineas Daiti, what's the idea of the seed? Even if the seed is stepped upon, and even if it goes into the ground, and it's crushed, and it's decaying, and its mom is falling apart, even from that seed can come what? The most beautiful and magnificent of trees. You'll always have the stalwart supporters of Torah who will plant anew the tree of life and salvation with ever-growing offshoots, and that's Ezer Zarcha, and will always be there. In addition, the Torah had always be behind the scenes, even if we don't have the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos, as always behind the scenes. The whole idea of Ezer is what? A zera seed is something that goes into the ground. And the same way that a child is born hidden from view, dahainu, concealed by the womb of its mother, so too the zera, in a similar fashion, the zera reference to the offspring, is in the ground. Dahainu, it's hidden. Dahainu, the very potential for all the future of mankind, of rechem, machar, the maharal, of a sense of tomorrow, perpetuity, oftentimes you can't even see it. It's totally concealed. Zarucha, I don't see anything. I don't see binyanim. I don't see bonim. What's a bonim? Bonim is Loshen Binyan. I want to see the building. Even if you don't see the building, even if you're in Golas and you're spread across the world, there's still what? Behind the scenes, there will always be people learning. Always be people that are learning, that are davening, that are keeping Yiddishkeit. It's always going to be going. I mentioned the story of Rav Avamai ben Weingart, who wrote a Gevaldik Sefer Zechonis about the Sui Desher Yechi Yaakov Weinberg. She writes in his footnotes at the back of the Sefer that one time he was visiting Russia. He was doing some Kirov. This is before the fall of the Iron Curtain, when he went to Soviet Union. And in one of the places, he smuggled in some tefillin for the people, and he met some elderly Russian Jews. And he came to these Russian Jews, and they were sitting and davening for hours at a time. And he said, what are you doing? He says, we're davening. We're trying to go through the whole center. They just kept davening, he says. And they were sitting, they were davening on the floor the whole time. He says, can I ask, why are you davening on the floor? He says, because somebody once told us that there's a chazal, it's the Gemara Megillah Chavtesim and Aleph, Tanya Lozen Rekab Omer, Asidin, Sheyikbu, Botek, and Asiyus, Botek, and Rashos. We know that miraculously, all the shuls and yeshivas are going to miraculously travel to Eretz Yisrael. I says, since we know Mashiach is coming soon and we're going to travel, we know that our shul, where we daven, is going to travel. So we want to make sure to be on the ground. So when the ground picks up and miraculously flies to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be here on the ground and we'll go with it. And that's why he says, look at the tamimus, the innocence of these Russian Jews. I said, so we have to sit on the floor. I have to sit on the floor, so we have our magic carpet ride. We got to make sure that we're going to be here. And when the shul goes, we're going to go together with it. That was the purity. That was the innocence. And they knew Mashiach is coming. That's the idea. The Torah is always going to be there with you, even if it's going to be that what? Zarucha, Zarucha. The Torah is going to be with you all the time. Now, it seems to be a little redundant. Comes the last pasuk, Perek Nitzes of Yeshaya. Shem is giving us a promise. We're learning like Rashi. Written up, Iruch HaKodesh, Rashi's telling us, I am having a covenant and I'm reinforcing that bris, the covenant. I will never take away the Ruach HaKodesh emanating from the Torah. And the Torah that was put into the mouths of Klai Yisrael will never be forgotten. It's a built-in avtocha. It's going to be what? Shvat Mipicha Pizarcha Pizerazarcha. It's going to be here forever. And children, grant. And what do we have to go three generations for? What's this idea of the three generations? Now we know. That's where we're going. Kamala's Dalad Yudbeis. The three link chain. That is not going to be severed. That is not going to be broken. Same way in the beginning of Bo, when we talk about the Mesorah. We've mentioned the Hagdama of Rav Lui to Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah and Chelek Aleph. He wrote a multi-volume work on the Minhagim, and he says in his Hagdama, why is it that we have Yetzias Yitzrayim mentioned 50 times, and we have so many mitzvahs that we do, and all the Yisod of the Yom Tov, everything is Zech Yetzias Yitzrayim. Everything goes back to Yetzias Yitzrayim. And why doesn't it go to Har Sinai? Let it go to Maimon Har Sinai. Why are we starting it with Yetzias Yitzrayim? Yetzias Yitzrayim is what the tachlis, the objective was to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim in order to get them to Har Sinai. But the tachlis was Har Sinai. The Rambam and Peirush Mashayis and Gidon Osh and Chulin. All the mitzvahs that we do is not because Adam and then Avram Avinu, they were told Puravu and they were told don't eat the Gidon Osh, Yaakov Avinu and Yishlach. That's not because the others were given mitzvahs. We keep them because Moshe Avinu was given them at Sinai. Our starting point, we became an Am Segulam and Har Sinai. So make everything Zeichel, Lamayim and Har Sinai. We have nothing. We have Ramban does say it's one of the Sheis Achirus. We have a post. And again, the three-link chain, etc. So we have to remember Maimon Har Sinai, but everything in the Torah is Zechut Yerushalayim. Why? Not only that, but we know Shavuos, it's a great holiday, but not all the kids come and join their parents in Shavuos. Comes Pesach, oh, the kids, the in-laws, etc., Seder, Keneged Arabonim, Dibretaver, bring the Chacham, the Tam. When do we bring everyone together? When is there a Hadgoshim Yuchedes to bring all the children, bring everybody together? Everyone comes together Pesach time. And why? We don't all get together Shavuos time. Shavuos is the starting of the Yav. That's a Isha Chabal Evachar. If there's a time to bring everyone together, it should be Shavuos. Why is it Pesach? Because Pesach is the Shoresh of Minog, of Mesorah, of Avos Tabanim. And what do we read? We got it to Labincha. What's the Haggadah all about? Father to son. Son asking the father responding. The outset of Parshas Bo, the Saper Labincha, Laben Bincha, writes the Sfarno. You have to give it over to your children in a way that you simultaneously empower them to then transmit it and give it over to their children. It's Hem Sheikhiyut. I want you to continue the Torah. That's Pesach. That's establishing the Mesorah, relationship of fathers to children. Came out what? Bin Arenu. This Kenenu Nelech, the elders and the youngers all coming out together. That's Mesorah, that's connection of families. Karan Pesach, Eden, Bekenufia Dami, Eden as a Tzibur, Eden together as a family. And that's the reinforcement of the family structure, the filial bond, and the filial unit. That's the Mesorah. That's the source of our Mesorah. So why do we have to go three generations? Make it two, make it four. Why is it Dafka three? Let's turn the page. Famous Gemara of Metzia. And like Ratzadik, I think it's not at all coincidental. And where's this Gemara? We have three Bavas. The only time in all of Shas, you have three. This is the middle of three. This is the Phineas Daiti Bava Metzia. Is the Bria HaTichon that connects Bava Kama with Bava Basra. It's the only time in Shas. You have what? Three gates. One's the first, one's the middle, and one's the end. What links them all together? The middle and Bava Metzia. Where's this Gemara and Bava Metzia and the Bria HaTichon linking together three Bavas that some Rishonim understand Chada Masechta. It's as if they're one Masechta. So let's go towards the bottom. We're about six lines down in the wide lines above Metzia Pehei Menal.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
And the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shehu Tamar Chacham, Ubeno Tamar Chacham, Uben Beno Tamar Chacham, Shuvein Torah Posekes Mizaro the Ola. Anyone who's a Tamar Chacham, and his son is a Tamar Chacham, and his grandson is a Tamar Chacham, and the Torah will never leave his family, will never stop from his children forever. Shenamar, our Pesukim, we just read in Yishayin and Tess, Vanizos, Brisiva Gomer, Lo Yomush, and we Picha, and we Pizarach, and we Pizera Zarach, and Hashem, Yatav Yad Olam, and it's never going to go away. And let's just pause for a moment, and I saw Rabbi Amram Dover Goldberg also makes this diuk. Why is it Me'atav Yad Olam? Why not just say, La Olam, La what's me'atviyad olam? So we said in the past, we said in a Kohelas shir when we talked years ago in the beginning of Paragimel, a kol zman ve'is lekochev etzachas hashemayim. What's the difference between ace and zman? We have shemus and erdafim, somewhat synonymous words. We have ace and zman. What's the difference between them? Writes the Maral in three places. His drusha l'tayra tefesh Yisrael and in Netzach Yisrael. Three places the Maral says zman is Lashon Hazmona. You send out a wedding invitation. What's that? That's Hazmona, wedding invitation, bar mitzvah invitation. That means what? I'm being mazman you. I'm inviting you. That's Zman in the world of nature, in the Olam HaTeva. Every second, Ke'ilu, figuratively speaking, is inviting another second because it's all one unit of time connecting to another unit of time, the Maral explains. So every moment is inviting another one to come join it. Once they invited another 59 seconds, you now created a minute. Once you have a minute, it never stops. It's a continuum. Then the minute invites another minute. Until they get it to 60 minutes, they invite an hour. Then you invite after 24 hours, then you invite a day. And then you invite another, then a week, and then a month, and then a year, etc. And that you keep inviting and building. That's Lashon Hazmona. That's Olam HaTeva. That's, if you will, on a horizontal plane, the continuity of time. What is Ace? Ace is Loshan Ata. Ayin Tov is the abbreviated elliptical form of the word Ata. What is Ata Achshav? Now, explains why there is no now. What's now? And 2 seconds will be now. No, it's not. That's in the future. Okay, it's right now. The second I said the word now, it already went to the past. There really is no moment that we could capture and say, this is now. The second I said it, it just became part of the past. And now I say the word I'm going to say in 1 second's time, that means it's in the future. And when it's here, it's already gone. There is no moment that's Ata. It's Lamaidla Min Hazman. Ace represents the Zman that's Lamaidla Min Hazman. When Kilu time stops, Torah is Lamaidla Min Hazman. That's why Shavuos doesn't have a day. Shavuos is merely referred to as the 50th day from Pesach. There is no day from Matan Torah. We can't even make up our minds. We have a machlokas in the Gemara on Shabbos, Peivav Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanu, was the Torah given of Sivan or Zion Sivan? We can't make up our minds. And then the Gemara says, okay, don't worry. We don't know the day of the month, but at least we know the day of the week. Kuleyam Amodi de Beshabbos in the Torah. At least it was all given on Shabbos, really? Perakir Loser says it was given on Erev Shabbos. Sivan the Menoshim and Chazal. We can't make up our minds. Was it given on Erev Shabbos? Was it given on Shabbos? Was it given on Vav? Was it given on Shabbos? Torah says it's not limited to Zman. Torah is every day. You may not. It's a new day, it's a newness, it's a hischachus. That's Ace, that's the beginning, that's Zman Lamaidla Min Hazman. Perhaps the same way we've suggested in the past, where does the word antagonism come from? The machlokas in the Zman of Chazal started with what? With Tzodik and Baisis, the Sadducees, the Essenes, separate from the Pharisees. What happened? It all came from Antigonus Isocho. Rashi and the Rambam said, Antigonus Isocho, and the Talmidim misunderstood it. Lo havu kavanah misham sasov nasakam apras. Lo havu kavanah misham sasov shalom nasakam apras. And they thought, you don't get tzar from mitzvahs, they went off the derech. Perhaps that's where the word in English antagonism comes from. It came from what? Antigonus, the only one in all of Chazal who's named Antigonus Yisocho, Antigonus, antagonism. Where do we get the word for everything in the world is represented by what? Matter. Matter. Where does matter come from? All of Gashmias comes from the Geshem. All Gashmias comes from Geshem. Motor is another word for Geshem. All the matter in the world comes from Motor. Right? It's clearly all connected. Perhaps in a similar vein, we get the number 8. 8 is Lamalim and Ateva. 8 is what? Spelled? That's Raya to the Sephardim. Ace is Ayin Tov. 8. Lakol Zman, the 8 Lakochev. It's Tachas HaShemayim. 8 is the Zman that's Lamalim and Zman. Perhaps that's number 8. That's 8 Lamalim and Ateva. It's Lamalim and Zman. Nothing is coincidental. Upon him, that's Me'atavyad Olam. Dahainu what? It's going to be supernatural. It's going to be supernature. It's going to be something that makes no sense. You have a covenant, and no matter what the Goyim try to do with crusades and pogroms and holocausts, you're never going to lose it. But what? It doesn't say Stam. If you have 3 generations of frum Jews, it's Tamachochem, Tamachochem, Tamachochem. Ain't Torah was and maybe that's also alluded to. Me'atavyad Olam. It's because of the Torah that's alluded to in the Me'at, the Kosman Ve'is. That's the Torah that's Lamalim and Hazman. So that's the 3 generations you can have forever. So what does this mean? It means if you have Torah again, some of us say it doesn't have to be Mamas Tamachokom, but Torah, learning Torah of a Chol, said, does this mean?
If you have a Tamachokom?
Oh, that's a whole big deal. That's what I'm saying. That's open for discussion. What's called a Tamachokom? The different levels of Tamachokom. I in the Gemara and Bruchas, Mem Zayin and Mabes, Hobi Machloikas, Amisha Karvashono, Shemish Tamachom, who's called an Amoritz. It's a whole big Machloikas having the Gemara there, and it's a big Machloikas in the Poskim. What's called a Tamachokom? Akoponim, it could be relative. It could be something that's relative. Let's take a look at the next page. Take you to a Ramosha Wolfson that I spoke out in the past. Ramosha Wolfson, Mashkiach HaTorah Das, and his wonderful Sefer Emunah Sitzachah Parshas told us, Oz Gimel, in the left-hand column, move of a Sefer HaKadosh, Eat of Lev. This is the Azeda, the Satmara of the Rabbi Yochanan about Shepam Echad Yoshev B'Yachan Im Zikno HaYisrach Moshe. So, what happened? The Yitav Lev sat one time with his Zaydi, the Halig Yismach Moshe, the Aviv and his father, Elazar Nisan, Schus and Yogin Aleinu, The Amr Zikna Taira, and the Yismach Moshe said over a Strickle Taira, the Achyatziv Lomav Shiomer Taira, and then he told the father, the Yit of Leif, say over a Vard, Achyatziv Lomav Taira, and then he told the Enakol, Yit of Leif, now remember, why is an Enakol called an Enakol? The famous word. Snein Enakol, the Zidachavar, why do we call it Snein Enakol? And the fire consumed the bush, and the bush didn't go out, Enakol, Enakol, and Enakol, because Chotim Shoshim, here in Otak, once you have a grandchild, and Enakol, you know you're going to go on forever. That's this idea, the three link chain. So what happened? Here he said, we're all sitting together, we're all going to learn Torah. If Amar Tom, he said, why? Why do we have to sit at the table and say Torah? Torah is going to be in the family forever. It has to be that it's in one sitting that they're together. It doesn't just mean, oh, you have a son and the son's from Itamachacha. And by the way, he has a grandson living in Australia, living in Sweden. Oh, and he's also from. It's got to be that at least one time you're learning together. And that's why the Chidah writes in his Midbar Kedemos, he brings based on the Zohar, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov overlap 15 years and they learned 15 hours a day together. Why do you have to learn together? That's creating the Shorish of Torah and Klal Yisrael. They're learning together and they're learning Torah. He wanted Torah in the family of the Yisach Moshe of the Satmar Rav. He wanted it to be there forever. There's only one parsha and all of Sefer Bereishis, and all of the Chumash, that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were alive simultaneously. Because Lech Lechon Vayera is all about Avram Avinu, and then Vayera Yad Yitzchak. But you didn't have Yaakov until Parshas told us. Comes Parshas told us Avram Avinu was still alive. I know he's alive until Esav, at 13 is Yotzei, the time was Ra, and Yitzchak is alive, and Yaakov is alive. That's Shari Parsha Zua, Dain Lo Nolan Yaakov. Parsha Lachar Zek Kvarm Esav Ra, Avram already dies, and Parsha Zua Ad Vayidulon Aram, until Vayidulon Rashi brings the Medrash Esav, who is Yotzei, the time was Ra, Hayadain Avram Chai, Chol HaShlosh Avos Hayoskim Ator Vayachad, Vaz Nasu Uyim Laftoch Hazu, Shalo Yemush, and Mipicham, Pizachav, Yizuzachar Alam, and now is guaranteed. So I wanted to say, based on what Wall said, we can answer the Kasha of Rav Avram Korman and a Parsha L'Doraseh and the Baal Tor Tamima and a Sefer Tosefos Brocha. We have two Parshas that begin in identical fashion. Eila told us Noach Mitzad Echad, Eila told us Yitzchak. Why is one called Toldos and the first one not called Toldos? It's called Noach. So call this one Yitzchak. Call that one Toldos, so call this one Toldos. According to Rav Olson, the Phineas Deity, it's great. Because the only way you guarantee future Toldos to Klal Yisrael is when the Sharoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Yavosha Tori Picham, when the three are alive and they're learning together at the same tekufa, only then is it guaranteed that Torah is going to be around forever. Only then did you guarantee told us for all the future history of Klal Yisrael. Noach, that's not told us. That's about Noach. Noach had a family, and the other day there won't be continuity through all of his children. Now, solely Klal Yisrael, we at least come from Shem, but that's the guy. And Klal Yisrael comes from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chutam Hashem. So hey, you know, take that parsha told us is not in the parsha of Noach. It's only the parsha of Eila told us Yitzchak, and that's where it begins off from Holy. It starts with Avram, goes to Yitzchak, and then it told us. What do you read about? Eila told us is the Yaakov Avinu was born in the beginning of Parshas told us. That's Kutim Hashem's Mahir Yenate, and they had to learn together, and they're learning 15 hours together. That is why the Phineas Deity, and it's called Parshas told us.
Okay.
Noach, it could be that he might have learned a little bit with Shem, but we don't find it in Chazal. We don't find that they were sitting mamish learning together. So now we have a question. The Maisa, we do find times that you have families, and the Chayra families, three generations, and they're from. However, your Magdit Tamachachim, again, our easiest way out, is saying that, yes, sometimes you can have families, and they were from for three generations, and sometimes you see they could have come over to America, and they lost it, and the family disappeared. Sometimes you can have that. So again, we could clear what exactly is called Tamachachim. But either way, we know it's Metzias, what's going on. Let's look at a Reb Yehuda Chassid. One of the Gedolei Shir Yochanan Chassid, this is in Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Chassidim, it's the next page, it's Siman Kuf Nun Vav. All right, it's the Sefer Chassidim. Kuf Nun Vav, it's on the right-hand column. Ve'im Tira. Ve'im Tira Shlosh Adora Salamala. Zeh Chazeh Kulam Tamir Chama. Sometimes you'll find three generations, and above, one after the next, they're all Tamir Chama. Achyach Zalmal Marotz. And then all of a sudden, after sometimes three, four, five generations, then you see, either the kids are not from Rachman El Etzlan, or at least not Marotz. Lo Tomer Dibir Chama Tein. Don't say Chazal got it wrong. Don't say that, you see, we shlugged up the Chazal. We didn't shlug up the Chazal. Aye, what do you mean? It says in the Gemara Bava Metzia Pehe, Lo Yamush Vipicha. By the way, it's an easy way to remember. We said Chotem Hashalosh Bamitzia is the Bria Chatzichon that keeps the three bavas together, talking about three generations together. It's on Daf Pei Hey Pe Lo Yom Shatol Mi Picha. Another easy way to remember. So the Yom Shem Mi Picha and Mi Pizarcha Mi Pizarzacha Shuv Lo Yisak Hatorah Mehem. You're never going to lose it. Aye, how come some families have lost it? Shrei Neschatenu B'Mishpocha Shein Dinam LiYosim Atem Nechal. Sometimes they're married into the wrong families, and if you marry into the wrong families, that can mess it up, because the Gemara says in Bava. We know that most of the children will be Dome to the brothers of the mother. So you could have a generation of Reuven, and then Reuven had Shimon, Shimon had Levi, and they're Erlach Yidin, and they're from. But what happens if Levi has a son, and that son now marries into another family? The children are Dome to Achayim. So if the mother wasn't from, and now the brothers aren't from, it could be the ensuing offspring, they're going to be most alike. That's why your Yonasan Aishat said, Lovin. Lovin was so happy because the Brocha, Chasin out to the Ayila. Rabbi, you should have 10,000 kids. Obviously, so effusive, you should have 10,000 kids. He didn't even want the shidduch to happen. Torah says, if you don't get married, that's great. So, to be honest and anxious. But if you're going to get married to my sister, you should have 10,000 kids. I want 10,000 little lovins running all over the place. Because, Rabbonim, Hochan Acharim, if you marry my sister Rivka, I give you a bracha, all the kids should be like me, Lovin says. So, the problem is, if people marry and to love and then rope on them to lachayim, lekach b'neim amaratzim. Keyotzebo, when this works, even the Yireel Kim Chasidim, not just the Gabe Chochma, even when it comes to Yir Shamayim and in Yone Chasidus, Shinem Markoel is Dalad Yirbeis Vachuta Meshul Shalhayri Yenate. Vim Teresh Aposeg Bedorevi Yir Shamayim Chasidim, sometimes comes the fourth generation, you see, you lose it. So you see from Rabbi Yudah Chosid as well, it's not only Tamil Chom, you see that if you have three generations of Bali Yir Shamayim, there's also a promise. Not that there'll be Tamil Chom, but you have a promise that you will always have Yir Shamayim in the family. They got married to the wrong person. Meaning, had they stayed in that family, it would have preserved that Yerushalayim, that Chasidus, that Torah. But if one person of generation number four marries into a family and they're a Fraya Yidden and the woman's not from and the brothers are not from, then the kids, you went out of your way, fourth generation person, and you broke the chain. So then you don't have the promise anymore. The Fikach, that's why it's so important. Yes. Chanin Odom al Atzmo. You should always daven v'yal zaro v'zeres v'chol yom every day. Lezavgam v'ziv v'gira shemayim and Torah gemilas asodim. You should marry into a family. There's yira shemayim. There's Torah. There's gemilas asodim. Kashlosh daneh amar b'chotim v'shoshu ha'iri notik. As we said, I have a promise. You have chesed in a generation, three families. It's big chiddush. Chesed three families. Also, it's going to be there forever. Kishlosh tevis shalosu gematria. Yira's Torah gemilas asodim. We know the Torah is gematria 611. Yira shemayim yira's is also gematria 611. And Gemilas Hasanim is Gematria 611, famous Bnei Yisaschar. The Din of Areba asks, why is it called Torah and it's called Avoda and it's called Gemilas Chasadim? Call it Gemilas Chesed. Everything else is Lashon Yoch. It's not Toros. It's not Yerushalayim. It's Torah. So should we call Gemilas Chesed? What's Gemilas Chasadim? It says, because we want to show you that they're all equal. The only way they're all equal is by making a plural so that it becomes Gematria 611. Bnei Yisaschar says, Torah 611, Yerushalayim is 611. And it can't be Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Hasanim writes in the Yisachar. Gemilas Hasanim is 611. Don't think, oh, Gemilas Chesed, you say it's not as important. Chesed is also important. It's why you need all three. Ki Shoklim, they're all equal. Gematria, Yira, Torah, Gemilas Hasanim. And I took out earlier tonight the Sefer Gematria code. I looked up number 611. Fascinating. Two of the 611s are Ovus Albonim. Avos Albanim. You want to preserve Avos Albanim? You need what? You need Torah, Yiras, Gemilas Hasadim. In addition, Lezarim Acharehem. Lezarim Acharehem. You want to give over the Midas to your children after you? You need what? Torah, Yiras, and Gemilas Hasadim. At Yerushalayim. That's what you need. So you need Yerushalayim, etc. Now later on, the same Rebbe Yudah Chassid says, another additional Nakuda. I write the Sefer Hasidim later on, and Tav Kuf Nun Vav, he says the same type of thing. And Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, he says, how come sometimes you find a mishpacha, you can have a tzaddik, and here he says it also. Now legabi tamid chachamis, this Rabbi Yudah Chosid. You have the gabi Yerushalayim, legabi chasidus, and here he says in the gabi tzidkus. If you have three generations, you have a tzaddik, ben tzaddik, ben tzaddik, and all of a sudden you have a dor revi, Rishon. How could that be? Amr Lahem, he says, the first answer to tell people who question Chazal is, what did Shlomo say? He never said it's never going to be mutar legamri. He said lo b'mehira yinatik. It's such a strong bond that's not going to come out so easily. But if someone goes out and actively marries a Russian and they decide to go out and break it, it could be yinatik. It's lo b'mehira yinatik. That's it. He says. In addition, he says, you know what else you can have? He says afilu. He says if they went out of the way. He says an echo of what he said earlier, and then he says, but still there's a promise. What's the Gemara teaching us? That even if it stops for a generation or two or three or four, if there was solidification for three generations, eventually it will come back. Somebody will bring it back. And you find families that can be assimilation, and a Baal Tshuva might come back three, four, five generations later. That's the promise. The promise is not that it will never, it's just Lobah Heri and I'll take. But even if it is Menutak, one day Epshar could actually come back. And that's how he learns. So now let's just close with the following. We have a Rashi at the beginning of Chumash. Rashi, the beginning of Chumash, the very first Rashi. Sefa Basa Resha Gara. What's the first Rashi in Chumash? First Rashi in Chumash. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak. And why did the Torah start with Bereshis Barlokem? Why didn't it start with what? And why should it? Because this is the Torah. The Torah is Loshen Lehoros. If this is the Torah, Loshen Lehoros, this is the Sefer of Horah. It's our blueprint for instructions through daily living. It's the instruction manual, how to go and be it. Then start with the first instruction given to the Tzibur once we became an Am on the in the context of the Exodus, they give us a Chorz Alechem, start with that. Ella what? You know what's going to happen? Continues Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Ummah Solom are going to say, how could Klai Yisrael have Eretz Yisrael? Why do they deserve Eretz Yisrael? And why do they get the land and they have the right to kill out the Zayin Amimim that becomes them? If they're going to be Yitanu Alechem, they're going to tie against you, you can answer them. So who created the world? God created the world, Hashem Atzalah. And the creator of the world can decide to give it to whomever he wants. And he can give it to you, he can take it away, and he can go in and give it back. And mainly he gives it to Klai Yisrael. That's the first Rashi, and obviously it's Mamash Yisodi. So part of why I wanted to speak about this tonight, obviously, Uvalatzion, it's at the end of davening, and it's something that's commonplace in davening. We have it also in Mincha B'Shabbos. Uvalatzion, we have it by Mincha Yom Tovim. And the Kedusha Desidra, the whole world is on this Kedusha Desidra. So before we get to the Kodesh of Uvalatzion, you see that it's predicated, it's Mavusas, on these opening psukim that are huge psukim. There's a lot of depth, there's a lot of profundity. And especially like Rashi, this is the promise that Yiddishkeit will always be here in Klai Yisrael. It's of Tochi, even in the midst of Yagolas. Okay, so that's what Rashi's telling us. Two people asked me this year, they said, okay, I understood Parshas Bereishis, I understand Rashi saying, how we want to highlight that Hashem created the world, and the master of the universe could decide to give his land and his acts of creation to whomever he pleases. So that's accomplished with Parshas Bereishis. Why do we need Noah? Okay, you want to tell me Noah? Well, the world was destroyed, and then God built it anew. So I can understand why I need Bereishis, and why I need Noah. Why do I need Lech Lecha? Vayera Chai Sarah told us Vayitzav Yisho Vayishem Yitzav Yisho Yechi. I already accomplished. Rashi started with a question. The starting point was the real beginning of the Torah of Horah is Achor Zalachem. So now you said, what? Show that God can give it to whoever he wants. So he gave it to whoever he wants. That's his world. He destroyed his world, but he created it. So after Bereishis Noach, that's in enough. So it's a famous kasha. What do I need the whole rest of Bereishis for? So the Slonim Rebbe writes in the Siva Shalom, and many others echo this theme, and because the only way to keep the Torah has what? You have to be a clay kibbutz for the Torah. Derech Eretz Kamer LaTorah, Medrash in Vayikra Parsha Tassanos Gimel. Derech Eretz Kamer LaTorah, the only way to keep the Torah, the only way to preserve the Torah is Derech Eretz. And what? Told us, say him, how do we know? All the Midas, what's the Shoresh? Who are the Shor She'am? Who are the ones who created the Metzias of Klai Yisrael? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, the Shor She'am. What am I referring to? Rav Chaim Elojan has a very important yesod in his beer in Ruach Chaim and Perkei Avos, Perk Beis, Mishnah Yudbeis. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, he mamon chavercha chavav lachik yishacha, and then he says, v'haskein atzmecha lomo tairo, prepare yourself, fashion yourself, refine yourself to learn tairo, why she'eni Yerushalach? Because it's not a given. It's not a Yerusha to you, writes Rashi. Al Tomer, don't say, Ho, v'abba chacham gadol haya. Well, my father was a big time chafani, yeah. Came belishim torah, I don't have to work. My father, my grandfather, that's it, I could take it easy. Haskein atzmecha, writes a Chaim Eloshin. Why? You have to make yourself a clay, that's worthy of being makabel the Torah. And the only kli that's worthy of that is, what is a kli that's refined with midas tovas, derech eretz kamal the Torah. If you don't work on yourself, if you're not misaking yourself and fix your character traits, you're going to lose it. Famous sichus rishon, Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot his learning. Why? Because he got angry. It wasn't an onesh, explains the Chaim Shmulevitz. It doesn't say that Hashem punished him and made him forget. It said, well, chachosim estalekes. What does that mean? If you have a beautiful vase, and there's a crack in the vase, then the water in the vase is going to gradually drip out. All right, so Chaim Shmulevitz, if you don't have good midos, then whatever Torah you absorb is going to gradually go ahead and drip out. You need to be a clay cable to keep the Torah. Right, so Chaim Eloshen Ruach Chaim, the only way to go ahead and make sure Torah is going to stay with you and it's going to stay in your family, it's got to be in a family of good midos. If you don't have good midos, whatever Torah you accomplish is going to fall by the wayside. And that's asking, that's what Chalom Torah. If you still too and bring that back to the Nesiva Shalom, comes out very good. What's the main tine of Christianity? Sure, there's an Old Testament, but then there was a New Testament. Sure, the Jews were chosen. Read the Bible. The Jews are the chosen people. Then what? And then they messed up. They misbehaved. And God changed his mind, and now he started something new. So the way we got the Torah, and the way we're going to... What does it help to have this opening Rashi? It's God's will, and he can decide to give it to whoever he wants. Okay, so the guy we're going to say, very good, he gave it to the Jews, and then they lost it. And the very fact that we continue, like the Nesiva Sholo, we are the B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the bris was made with them. Once Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov established a chutah meshulas on Heri Yenate, they ingrained in their family the midas tovas. What do we read about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And the psukim don't talk about how much Torah they learned. It's like biographies of gedolim. How much can you talk about how Rabbi Yosef learned every second of his life already? A few pages. And the other, what are gedolim books all about? This great maisa and this great act of chesed, this great thing they did behind the scenes. How much can you talk about this? How much does the Torah? Torah doesn't talk at all. Kemat about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov and Yaakov is Tam Yosef Olam. It's all about the chesed, and it's about the maisim and the gvala, because that is the root of the Torah, the Hainu Hashem's world. And he gave it to Klai, so maybe Klai is going to lose it. No, they're not going to lose it, because Hashem made an eternal bris, and he's Zos Brisi. I made a bris with the grandfather, with the son, with the grandson, with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because of the Midas Tovos, because they were the clay kibul. That's the rest of Sefer Bereishis. That's why I need Sefer Bereishis. The Derech Eretz Kamal Torah, they form the clay kibul, the receptacle that clients, so no matter how much we sin, it's still in us. It's still in here forever. That's why the Phineas Taiti, that is the Hemshech of that Rashi. The world belongs to God, and God decided to give it to the Jewish people. There is Aman Nichar Masagula. Okay, so the guy will say, okay, they were as Aman Nichar, but then they messed up, they misbehaved, and then they lost it. No. Once Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Shur Sheha'am, and great. And we have Lo Yom HaShatorah. That's what Rashi's telling us in Yeshayahu and Tess. There was a built-in promise even in Golus, and you misbehave and you're opening Avodah Zarah. I will never break it because your forefathers established an eternal covenant. Derech what? Derech the Midas Tovas. Derech being a clay kibul. That's a Chaim Eloshen. They preserved it. It's ingrained in us. And even when we mess up in Golus, we're still the B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you can't take that away. We are the children of, and that is our claim to fame. And that's how we start out davening Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's our claim to fame. The Goyim say, oh, it's all gone. It's not all gone. The guy himself, oh, there's no Israel. It's not yours. We're going to take it. You can't take it away from us. And that's what we see in the rest of Sefer Bereishis, that God gave what? What do we see is continuously in the Bris Avos. And the Bris Avos, it says what? I'm giving you Avram Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to you. And then I'm giving Eretz Yisrael to Yitzchak, and then it's going to you, and then it's going to Yaakov. And how we introduced Avram Avinu? Lech Lecha El Eretz Asher Eka. The Hainu what? The first Nisayin, according to the Rambam, is I'm taking you to Eretz Yisrael. Because that is the Hemshech of that opening Rashi. The beginning of what Avram is setting out to do. It doesn't say, oh, what's the great Avram? Here he is learning 24 hours a day. Here he is davening 24 hours a day. Okay, I know from Chazal, he's Misaki and Shachar. How much does the Torah talk about his davening? Very little. It talks about what? It talks about the Midos and the clay kibul. All the chesed that they did. It's going there, it's sold. This is their land, and I'm giving you a bris. It's going to stay here forever. Maybe it'll spit me out. It'll spit me out only temporarily, but it's always mine, because I'm the descendant of Rami Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's the eternal covenant, and that's what the rest of Sefer Bereishis establishes, that God will never again change his mind. Goyim, you're going to say God changed his mind? God never changed his mind. And that's the same idea, whether it's Torah, whether it's Sirkis, but if it's in a generation, that's Lesapr, Lebincha, Leben Bincha, that's Ayom Shatorim Picha. So what a way, that's how we leave the davening. We leave the davening, Kedusha to Sidra. Amamas, it's the last section before we walk away, we close the davening with Aleinu. We walk away with what? The Kedusha to Sidra. The world is resting on Kedusha to Sidra. And one world is resting on Kodesh, Kodesh, and the world of Kedusha. A world where we recognize that Kedusha and the world belongs to us because we are the recipients of that promise of Vanizos Brisi, Osam Amar Hashem Lo Yom Shatomi Picha Bizarcha. Based on that, that's why it's ours forever. That's how to walk out of davening and be ready for a Gemaldig day. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us and the world belongs to God, and He decided to give it to us. Our forefathers ingrained it into our essence, and it's here with us to stay forever.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.